Our country hitting a grim milestone tonight. More than 250,000 people have died of COVID-19. America's first death was reported in February in Washington State. A few months later, 100,000 had died. Tonight, more than 11 million confirmed positive cases in our country. Roughly 1 in 100 Americans are now contagious with COVID-19. Highest level we've seen since a peak in spring. Florida with the third highest number of cases. More than 900,000 in the country.
The coronavirus crisis in this country is taking a dangerous turn. Cases are spiking. Cases are spiking in at least 41 states. The number of people hospitalized is also setting records. More than 83,000 new cases were confirmed Friday. That is the worst day yet.
The surge causing pain across much of the nation. The coronavirus crisis is intensifying. 15 states have now reached a pandemic peak in hospitalizations. Daily infections nationwide. Daily infections nationwide spiking 273%.
It will no doubt overwhelm many of our healthcare systems in this country.
More people hospitalized than at any other time during the pandemic.
Imagine if we had a fatal bus crash every week. Would we act? Yes, we would act.
Over the next few days, officials will be monitoring new test results to get an accurate COVID case count. Jamie?
Danya, thank you. Danya, thank you. Danya.